Hey everybody, welcome to another edition, installment, in episode of Taylor Radio. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about a concept I have been working on myself with. I think I've just been doing it naturally, but it falls in line with some advice from a certain Gary Vaynerchuk, and that is to double down on your strengths. And he's talked about that a lot. And when Gary Vaynerchuk talks about doubling down on your strengths, a lot of the times he is basically trying to say is that if you're not good at something, don't focus on trying to get yourself better at it if you don't have like a natural knack for it, right? And some examples here could be if you are not like naturally gifted at math. It's not saying that you can't get to higher levels of math, but maybe don't focus your career on doing something that requires advanced abstract mathematics, right? Focus on something that you're good at doing. Now, that doesn't mean like, oh, I'm good at basketball, so I have to do it. It's more or less think about the traits, the temperament, the thing, you know, all the kind of things that coalesce around things you're good at doing, and use basically double down on those and don't worry about your weaknesses. He says that a lot. Don't worry about your weaknesses. Fuck your weaknesses. I mean, this is not an exact quote, obviously, but double down on what you're good at. Double down on your strengths. So I have some mixed feelings about that. I obviously think that, you know, so, okay, a little pushback on what he says. Largely, I do agree with what he's saying, okay? That being said, if you are an entrepreneur, right, if you want to start your own business or you have your own business, you're going to have to at least be somewhat okay with improving things that you're not good at and that you don't give a shit about, okay? So unless you start your business off with a salesman and lots of cash to pay sales and administrative people, you're going to have to improve your sales skills. You're probably going to have to improve your marketing skills. Like, you're going to have to be able to promote yourself and work on those skills, even if you're not good at that. Now, what Gary suggests is that you basically partner up with somebody or outsource those aspects. Now, obviously, that will be a lot easier if you have like a high revenue, high profits, or you have a lot of money on hand already that you've saved, okay? So in those sense, in that way, it does make sense to outsource or to get with a partner. You could get with a partner from the beginning, but it just means that obviously you likely will not have 100% equity of the company you're starting if you have a partner. So if you are a lone wolf like myself, then yes, you're going to have to improve a bit on things that you really aren't good at, but that's okay. The main idea here is still you want to mostly focus most of your energies on getting better at the things you are good at. Because if you're good at some things, you could really skyrocket. You could really blow up. Okay. So I have somewhat been taking his advice. And I mean, in a way, this podcast is an experiment of that. And I'll tell you how. So I have been, I've mentioned it several times. One of the big things I do is I teach people and help people learn English online. And I teach with a few different platforms. I have some individual customers. And it has improved greatly over the last couple years. But I don't want to get pigeonholed into this thing, into just being like, say, teaching people. Right, I want to expand. I want to provide other services, do other things. As I've said before, I have other side hustles I'm involved in, right? But some of those other things, I'm focusing around voice and presentation. So I, for example, like I am pretty good at, you know, or I have a decent presentation voice. I can have a good presentation style when I work on it. So I've been obviously been doubling down lately on improving more on teaching. And I've been working on getting more students, diversifying more, and figuring out new things to do in that space. I've also been working on, obviously, this podcast, but then I've also been working on some other things where I, you know, read stories, record things, record audio. So a lot of what I'm kind of doing is I'm experimenting with audio-based, I don't know if you'd what you'd call it, but audio mediums, audio-based entertainment, audio-based learning, audio and video, things that use a little bit of personality, a little bit of my voice, allow me to elucidate things for people. And that's how I'm trying to provide value. And that's another key here, is you always want to focus on value. I know it's hard. A lot of times I think we want to focus on taking, how much money can I make? In fact, I regularly forget that I should be bringing value to people first. And so that is what I've been doing. And with the, some of my other side projects that aren't involved with voice, audio, things like that, I don't spend as much time on those. Those are kind of like little side projects to see if something catches, like, you know, selling things online or importing, stuff like that. But his advice about doubling down on your strengths, I am taking that into consideration. And I have seen some benefits, for sure. It has helped me. Some of the storytelling stuff is definitely helping me out. And honestly, just becoming a better teacher has, you know, increased some opportunities as well, right? You know, I mean, there is a large demand out there for people to learn another language. And it's not just about being, one thing I'm learning is to be a good teacher, it's not just about conveying information or having good strategies for presenting a subject. A lot of times it has to do with how you make the student feel, right? So if you have a good presentation style, if you have a good teaching style, and it all plays in together, if you make the student feel comfortable so that way they can interact with you and you can push them that way, then it's much better versus if somebody's nervous and apprehensive and is like, you know, half of their battle in their head is that they're nervous even talking to you, much less going to be picking up what you're saying. So once again, that's how my strengths in terms of dealing with people and, you know, my audio and all that kind of stuff kind of plays together with what I'm doing. And I've also been thinking about more and more how maybe I should double down more. How, in fact, sometimes I think like, oh, I don't want to pigeonhole myself into this thing. Like, oh, you know, I'm that stereotypical guy who's like, you know, teaching English and whatever. It's like, no, I'm not trying to do that. I am trying to become as prosperous as possible, bring as much value as I can, and explore like opportunities. So I'm trying to, now that I'm realizing I actually do have a bit of a talent in this area beyond just doing it, and I actually enjoy it, like I actually really enjoy it, I'm trying to think, how can I capitalize on this more? What can I do? So I'm coming up with some things, coming up with some ideas. Maybe in the course space, maybe, I'm not sure, YouTube space, trying to enhance and improve. But let's just say I am going to take Gary Vaynerchuk's advice. I'm already doing it, but I want to take it to the next level, see where it can go. So anyone else out there with similar situation, think about that. Right now, your biggest, I think a lot of people's biggest problems are probably you don't even know what you're good at. And actually, that is extremely common. That is a problem that I have regularly thought about because I'm good at certain things, but it's like, how does that apply to like a living, right? So to take another piece of advice from Gary Vaynerchuk's book, I would say you just got to try a bunch of different shit. You have to try a lot of different shit, and you got to give yourself a little time to feel it out. I mean, absolutely. Try different things, see what works, see what doesn't, and don't be afraid to get rid of shit that doesn't work. So anyway, that's all I've got to say in that regard. And I don't think I'm going to do any new segment today. We're going to keep it short. So I hope you guys enjoyed this segment or this podcast, and everyone have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.